Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we introduce Ambassador Albert Randim, the Assistant Secretary General of the Organization of American States and Chairman of the Task Force and the Group of Friends of Haiti. Mr. Ambassador.
Thank you very much. Good morning to the media. We are pleased to provide an update on the situation in the Republic of Haiti and the efforts of the Organization of American States in this regard. First of all, let's begin by reaffirming that our thoughts and prayers are with the Haitian people at this point in time in these very hard and dark times for Haiti. The Organization of American States has a long engagement with Haiti, and the more than 100 people working for the Organization of American States, international staff members as well as local personnel in Haiti, are doing fine at this point in time with some small injuries caused by the earthquake, and we are very much working towards reestablishing our office in Haiti so that the head of the mission with the team can assist in the process of coordination and working with the international community, especially with the United Nations mission in supporting the relief efforts in Haiti. As you know, the main objective at this point is search, rescue, and recovery, and that is the priority for the Organization of American States also. We have been able to mobilize support from our member states, many countries in South America, in Central America, the United States and Canada, and in the Caribbean have already dispatched search and rescue teams with equipment to Haiti, and that has been starting to become operational since yesterday. So we hope that in the coming 72 hours, we will see many more efforts to save life of Haitians in the debris. The role of the OAS at this point in time in support of Haiti is twofold. First of all, our role is to coordinate efforts of the Inter-American institutions in Haiti and from out of Washington, from the headquarters. The coordination, which started just a couple of hours after the earthquake hit Port-au-Prince and surrounding areas, started with the Pan-American Development Foundation, the Pan-American Health Organization, the Inter-American Development Bank, the Inter-American Defense Board, as well as with the Inter-American Institute for Agriculture. And we have been continuing our discussions and efforts and coordination over the past 48 hours. Already, many of our institutions have emergency relief goods in the Dominican Republic and also flying into Haiti. So we hope that the distribution of relief efforts will start very soon. The emergency packages and the emergency needs at this point are in terms of food, in terms of water, fuel, and medical supplies. And very soon we will have to work together to mobilize support for setting up tents camps in Port-au-Prince, in the surrounding areas, to facilitate the many thousands of people who have lost their homes. And that will start very soon. Already we see in Haiti many tent camps established, up to 10,000 in Haiti, in several areas, in parks, in stadiums, and that will continue as the focus will be on recovery and further assistance to the people in Haiti. That is one role of the OAS. The other role of the OAS is to mobilize resources from throughout the Americas and all the agencies and the people of the Americas for the Haitian people, and that has been coming on stream very much. Over the past couple of hours, announcements have been made by many member states of the organization in a coordinated fashion of many hundreds of millions of U.S. dollars. The OAS this morning announced a $100,000 contribution, which was handed over to Ambassador Julie Brutus of Haiti to the OAS, and our efforts will continue in the coming days to provide short-term assistance, and for that we will have $1 million+ U.S. dollars available to undertake that assistance to Haiti. Key at this point is to reestablish communication with Haiti on the ground, within Haiti, as well as with the international community, so that we can organize ourselves in a more coordinated fashion. We are very pleased that the United Nations has dispatched Ambassador Edmond Mullet to be in Haiti and to be, at least for the coming period, overseeing the coordination of efforts, given the fact that many airplanes are landing at the airport in Haiti, and reestablishing making the airport fully operational so that more relief efforts can be undertaken towards Haiti. Some challenges which we face are in terms of access to roads, access to facilities in Haiti, because of the fact that many roads are blocked because of many buildings have collapsed over roads. I already mentioned the issue of communication, and the third issue which we will have to address very quickly in a more concerted fashion is the coordination of efforts. This is at this point what I would like to share with you. Over the coming days, we will do briefings. We have a situation room established at the OAS, and we work very closely with our partners in the Inter-American system to provide Haiti with as much support as possible, as effective as possible, and as soon as possible. Thank you very much. Any questions?
The first question is from APTV. Do you have an official report of what the situation is in Haiti regarding injured people and killed people?
Victims.
In terms of the casualties, the death toll, it is going to be very difficult to give a clear indication how many people have not survived the disaster. It will not be available over the coming weeks because of the severity, the damage, the scope of the damage done to buildings. But given what we have seen and given the report which we have received so far, it is clear that the casualty level will be in the tens of thousands. And that in itself creates another priority to be taken care of at this point in time, is that many dead bodies are lying in the streets. And the Pan American Health Organization is very much in charge of setting up temporary mortuaries, which they have already established in three areas. But identification of those people is going to be critical, and we hope that through our civil registry operations in Haiti, we can assist in the process of identifying people, at least registering and making pictures of those who have not survived this earthquake.
Mr. Ambassador, you mentioned that the Organization of American States is coordinating efforts with the Pan American Foundation. You presided a ceremony this morning, and can you give us more details about what happened during the ceremony?
We have allocated $100,000 as immediate assistance to Haiti, and we have handed over the check to Ambassador Julie Brutus, the permanent representative of Haiti to the Organization of American States, and he has then handed it over to the Pan American Development Foundation, who will seek to leverage these resources with the private sector to multiply this into many more hundreds of thousands. But that is not all what the Organization of American States is doing. Beyond the coordinating role, facilitating the coordination in the Inter-American system, beyond the resource mobilization, we are looking at reallocating, reprogramming our own allocated resources to Haiti in such a fashion that on the short term we can provide technical assistance and immediate assistance to the Haitian authorities so that we can assist the Haitian government in dealing with some of the matters as soon as possible. And that will happen within 1 or 2 weeks' time. And that is the amount which I spoke about earlier of 1 million plus.
This question is from AFP. What the OAS think about the return of the East President Jean-Bertrand Aristide?
The OAS, in terms of the information which was received through the media, that former President Jean-Bertrand Aristide wanted to return to Haiti, we have no comment on that except for to say that it is a Haitian national, and I believe that all Haitian nationals around the world would like to assist in the process. It is something which is a matter to be dealt with by the Haitians themselves.
We have another question from Prensa Grafica. What is the appreciation of your appreciation of who's the government right now in Haiti? They've been saying that the United States has been in charge of the government right now. For you, is Haiti the Haitians or the United States?
From our perspective, there is only one government in Haiti, and it's a government led by President Préval. President Préval has been speaking out, has been giving information and addressing the media. Clearly, he may not be fully in charge because of the fact that many buildings have collapsed and many of his cabinet members are still unaccounted for, but clearly there is only one government in Haiti, which clearly also needs help from the international community. We are here in touch with the ambassador to the United States, as well as to the special, to the permanent representative of Haiti to the Organization of American States. So from our perspective, we are speaking as best as we can with the authorities in Haiti, led by President Prival.
Mr. Ambassador, you mentioned that a situation room has been established at OAS headquarters. Can you give us more details about the role of this situation room?
Well, I think in catastrophes, disasters like this, in Haiti, like those in Haiti at this point in time, it is important to exchange information and to provide up-to-date information. And this is the purpose of the Situation Room, to collect all the different information we are receiving from Haiti, from the international community, from different countries, on relief efforts, but also on what is happening on the ground. And this is a service to the member states of the OAS and to the Inter-American Institution to have a place, a single place in the organization where information can be received and information can be provided on what can be done and what needs to be done much more by member states as well as the Inter-American Institution. Thank you very much.